Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When I was a kid, there were very few things that my parents fixed for me that really impressed me. But one day, my dad, out of nowhere, whipped up a couple dozen donuts. I was blown away. It really impressed me. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you don't have to go to Dunkin' Donuts to scratch that itch.
No. And I think it's a fun thing, especially if you want to cook with your kids, you know, or do something fun in the kitchen. Making donuts, who doesn't love a fresh donut right out of the fryer oil?
How many different doughs are there that you can actually use?
I think there's just two basic camps in the donut world. Mm-hmm. There's the yeast leavened donuts and there's the cake donuts. And obviously, yeast leavened donuts have a much more airier consistency. They do take a little planning and timing because the dough needs to be mixed. The yeast need to do their work. The dough rises. You actually even do proof these donuts just like you would proof bread. So it's a little laborious. Certainly the outcome is what we're all very familiar with, sort of that crispy cream donut, sort of that light airy inside. You can fill them with anything you want. You can glaze them. You can roll them around in sugar. They're great. But at the spur of the moment, if you just want to whip up some donuts, the great old cake donut is just a lovely treat.
It is. My mom was a Red Cross girl during World War II, and she said she handed them out by the millions.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. I mean, again, this is a chemical leavening process, so it's baking powder, baking soda.
Right.
And really, just a simple recipe of flour, butter, eggs, baking powder, some sugar, and you're done. I mean, I mix it in like a KitchenAid or a stand mixer, but it can certainly be done by hand. You do want to maybe let it chill down in the fridge for a half hour before you start rolling out donuts, but all you need to do is just get a rolling pin, and I like to roll out the dough relatively thick, about a half inch thickness, and start cutting out donuts. I mean, obviously the easy ones to do are just round holes, and donut holes are delicious, but, if you get a donut cutter, or you can simply get two ring molds, one bigger, one smaller, and just start cutting out donuts. I think we should just draw the line in the sand. Donuts are fried. Baked donuts, to me, don't count. I mean, can we make a donut? Can we bake it? Could it be healthy? I'm like, I mean, you can't. That's not a donut.
Yeah.
A donut needs to go into a big pot of hot oil, fried on both sides, and then taken out and eaten warm.
And by the way, what oil is best for this?
I mean, I think anything that's benign, like people use canola oil or a vegetable oil. I mean, it's not, there's not a lot of moisture in this donut batter, so when you drop donuts in, it's not like trying to fry potatoes where the grease boils up like substantial volume. Mm-hmm. But still, trying to fill the pot no more than two-thirds of the way full. Donuts like to be fried at a relatively hot temperature, 370. Mm-hmm. So kind of hot, get a candy thermometer and get the oil hot. After that, the sky's the limit. There's millions of different recipes, everything from chocolate to apple cider to old-fashioned sour cream donuts, blah, blah, blah. You can do anything you want.
And you sent over some recipes that include some of the glazes.
Yes, icings or glazes, obviously. I mean, the simplest thing to do is just roll them around in some coarse sugar. But yes, we can make some glazes, we can make some icings, all sorts of different things.
Well, this is great. We're going to put some of these recipes on the website.
Sure.
And you've got a couple exotic ones in there. Some of them look, am I mistaken, Italian in origin?
There's bomboloni, which is the yeast donut that's very traditional in Tuscany.
Well, people, you ought to try these because they're going to be great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.